I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, a Crimson Tide that has nothing to do with Alabama or football. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie, and I'm happy to see you've regained your health and your voice.
And I'm upright and taking nourishment.
Excellent.
I'm just in time for the Super Bowl, the American holiday most dedicated to eating lots of crappy food.
Well, this show is characterized by numerous traditions, of course, Super Bowl haiku among them. And then there is the Super Bowl tradition involving you. So, if you please...
The Super Bowl is good.
It's been a relatively quiet Super Bowl week. The biggest big
game... It's in Indianapolis! What do you want?
It's true. It's a quiet place. But the big game controversy seems to be surrounding Giants defensive end O.C. Uemura missing Wednesday morning's media availability. Can he be forgiven?
Mandatory media availability,
yeah, yeah.
I'm at. And you get fined 20 Gs if you miss your mandatory media availability. To be perfectly honest with you, I'm surprised this doesn't happen more often. These players are scheduled to within an inch of their lives in the general run-up to the game. And I don't think Uemura meant to blow this off. I honestly believe he forgot he had to go.
He said he was with his family.
Yeah, he lost track of the time, and frankly, I'm not surprised.
The presence of the Super Bowl tends to encourage merchants to raise prices. Charlie, how much for dinner at Moe's Steakhouse in Indianapolis these days?
$200 per person, which you should get to see the cow slaughtered in front of your table.
No. I don't know.
No? Okay.
Meanwhile, among the estimated 25 million Americans who will bet on the Super Bowl is the rapper known as 50 Cent, who is said to have won $500,000 betting on the Giants in the NFC Championship game. Have you any advice for those who follow 50 Cent on Twitter?
Yeah, root for the Giants, because otherwise you're going to see naked 50 Cent on your BlackBerry early on Monday morning. Yeah. Much prefer to see my cow slaughtered at my table for $200 a person.
I'll bow out of both opportunities. Thank you. Will 50 Cent or 50 Cent betting on the Giants prevail?
I honestly do not know on this one. I am not going to make a prediction on the Super Bowl because I honestly do not know.
Do you think they'll play it anyway?
They will play it anyway, even though I do not select it. But I guarantee you that one of the great moments is going to be when all the fans of the winning team come running out of the stadium, glowing in triumph and saying, wait, we're in Indianapolis?
Where you can have a steak for $200.
I'm happy. I'm going to go get me one of them $200 steaks.
The future of Indy's quarterback, Peyton Manning, has been a bigger story this week than the second Super Bowl appearance of his younger brother, Eli. The Colts have hired former Ravens defensive coordinator Chuck Pagano as their new head coach. Will Mr. Pagano get to coach the elder Mr. Manning?
I don't think he's going to get to coach the elder Mr. Manning. I think the elder Mr. Manning will play in the NFL next year, but it won't be in Indianapolis.
Commissioner Roger Goodell said on Thursday night that if the league puts a team in Los Angeles, the NFL will expand to 34 teams. This has already led some to speculate that a new L.A. stadium could or would house two franchises. Haven't we already proven that L.A. cannot support two football teams?
Well, I think we have, but we're probably going to give it a try anyway. 34 franchises, of course, requires you to put enough football players in there. And I'm not entirely sure that there are enough football players for two more professional football franchises. I just remember what Charlie Weiss, who used to be the coach at Notre Dame and coaches in Kansas City now, but was the offensive coordinator here in New England, told me about playing quarterback in the NFL. He said, you've got three quarterbacks on every team, and there are only about 14 people in the world who can do that job well.
Charlie, Angelo Dundee died this week. He was 90 years old. He is best known for having trained Muhammad Ali, whose corner he worked. He trained Ray Leonard as well. Really an old school guy.
Yeah, it was really, if Muhammad Ali was the new age of boxing, which he clearly was, and the face of 1960s rebellion within the context of boxing, Angelo Dundee was the bridge to the old guys. If his boxer was running out of energy in the middle of the body, drop ice cubes down his shorts and stuff like that. I mean, he was the keeper of all the old wisdom.
Yeah, it's a great line. One of his fighters who wasn't performing as well as Dundee felt he should, and he kept saying between rounds, that guy's taking your house. That guy's taking your car.
Because when he started out, that actually was what was happening.
Penguin star Sidney Crosby revealed this week that the concussion-like symptoms, which have kept him out of games since early December, may not be concussion-related after all. He's been diagnosed with a soft tissue neck injury. Does this lend support to 79% of the NHL players who told Sports Illustrated in a survey they think the league is doing just the right amount to prevent concussions?
First of all, I really want a second opinion on this soft tissue diagnosis. All of a sudden, the guy's career is threatened by concussion-like syndromes, and suddenly we discover a soft tissue injury that may mimic the symptoms. I really want a second opinion. Apparently, they're going to go get one. But no, I mean, the Sports Illustrated poll is flawed because if you give anybody the option of just right between not enough and too much, the majority of people will always take the Goldilocks option. They'll always say just right or somewhere in the middle or a combination of both. First of all, I don't think they're doing just the right amount. I don't think the players do either.
The NCAA has put Nebraska on probation for 2 years. Charlie, what's the crime here? Boosters supplying athletes with stock tips, drugs, and prostitutes, no-show jobs, rent-free homes, and cash for moms and dads of football players?
These people are idiots. They're being put on probation for distributing $28,000 in textbooks and school supplies.
That's an outrage.
Which is a lot of protractors, by the way, 28 grand. You can buy a lot of those little protractors for 28,000.
Books? They're giving them books?
In case the NCAA hasn't noticed, the United States of America is turning against them in a big way. You've got Joe Nocera on the op-ed page of the New York Times, who's on absolute crusade at this point. You had Taylor Branch ripping them apart in the Atlantic. The ground under their feet is crumbling, and these people don't seem to notice.
And finally, Charlie, for the first time in the history of time, the magazine's cover features a soccer player, in this case FC Barcelona's Leo Messi. So soccer fans in the U.S. must be really excited.
No, Time Magazine is still in the business of selling copies of Time Magazine, so Leo Messi will not be on the cover in the United States. However, we will be treated by a story on the power of shyness. Now, look, I'm all in favor of not putting a soccer guy on the cover in the United States because it won't sell magazines.
No,
but if you're going to replace him, you got to do better on Super Bowl weekend than the power of shyness.
The thoughts of Charlie Pierce regarding sports can be accessed at Grantland, among other places. And he joins me each week at this time on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.